With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. It is a tie with 50 yes votes and 50 no votes on the nomination of Pete Hegseth to be defense secretary. Three Republican senators, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Susan Collins of Maine, all voting against the nominee. Hegseth himself was working the phones to shore up support with senators ahead of the vote, and Vice President J.D. Vance was expected in the likely case he was needed to cast a tie-breaking vote. The Republican senators are prioritizing the former Fox News host and combat veteran's vow to create a warrior culture at the Pentagon over allegations of heavy drinking and aggressive behavior toward women. Confirming Hegseth would round out President Donald Trump's top national security cabinet officials. President Trump and Vice President Vance made appearances at the 52nd Annual March for Life in Washington, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Appearing by video in a recorded message from the Oval Office, President Trump told tens of thousands of pro-life marchers that his defense of the unborn in his first term will continue for the next 4 years.
In my second term, we will again stand proudly for families and for life.
Vice President Vance, making his first public appearance since taking office, addressed the marchers in person.
It is a joy and a blessing to fight for the unborn, to work for the unborn, and to march for life.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Donald Trump says he's considering getting rid of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. He made the remark Friday while visiting North Carolina, which is still recovering months after Hurricane Helene, on the first trip of his second term. This is SRN News. No more gay pride flags at U.S. embassies.
New Secretary of State Marco Rubio has forbidden staff at any American outpost in a foreign country from flying the LGBT pride banner or any other flag other than the stars and stripes. In a statement, Rubio says, quote, "The flag of the United States of America unites all Americans under the universal principles of justice, liberty, and democracy. These values, which are the bedrock of our great country, are shared by all American citizens, past and present." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Australian detectives are investigating whether foreign actors are paying criminals to commit anti-Semitic attacks in the country. Lawmakers are grappling with an increase in anti-Jewish crime in Australia since the Hamas attack on Israel in October of 2023. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has declined to speculate about who might be funding the anti-Semitic incidents in Australia. This is SRN News. The economy in Syria remains in tatters despite the overthrow of Syrian President Bashar Assad's ouster last month.
Despite Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's ouster last month in a lightning insurgency, the country's dire economic conditions have not changed. So far, there's no sign of a full-scale withdrawal of international sanctions on Syria. Added to that, there is continuing caution among potential investors in the country. As a result, the honeymoon period for the country's new rulers could be short-lived. The UN says over half the population, some 12 million people, don't know where their next meal will come from. I'm Karen Chamas.
Nigerian soldiers have killed 79 militants and suspected kidnappers over the past week in an operation targeting a decades-long insurgency by Islamic militants in the northeast. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.